My name is Angela. I am a speech therapist, which isn't exactly a STEM profession, but uses a lot of STEM principles. So I do have a lot of experience with it, starting in kindergarten, obviously, up through grad school. My overall experience with STEM hasn't always been terribly positive. I think mostly back to like eighth grade and beyond, particularly like eighth grade through like 11th grade, where I was struggling so much with the way math in particular was taught at my school, that both in my middle school and my high school, that I thought I had a learning disability. And that is pretty far-fetched from the truth. I like ended up, you know, doing phenomenally well at university and at grad school as well, because I had professors that were able to teach things in multiple different ways. It turned out like I am not bad at math. I'm actually very good at math. I was really bad at the way that they approached it, and I don't know if it was just these teachers. You know, I went to a Catholic school. They weren't necessarily like the most experienced in teaching things multiple ways. They weren't, I don't know if they got their teacher accreditations, because you don't need to in Catholic school. But either way, I just remember feeling like, how am I going to do anything in college if I can't do like basic algebra, that sort of thing? I felt like a failure all the time through high school, and it gave me major imposter syndrome when it came to actually doing it well. It was kind of like, there's no way I can do this when I actually could. So that's like the big thing that I remember. But what's interesting, now that I kind of think about it, is kind of the opposite happened with science. In high school, I had a fantastic teacher who taught a bunch of different subjects within science. So she was my chemistry and biology teacher. And she was fantastic at like breaking things down, making them very applicable, and then also just like telling you step by step kind of what to look out for. And then once I went to college and tried to do like the standard chemistry class that like pre-med people do, pre-health science people do, I thought it was the hardest thing in the entire world. And I ended up kind of switching my major after that, because I felt like there's no way I could make it through like organic chemistry and things like that. So kind of a mixed bag with STEM in general, but I would say my overall experience has been like it's been very hard to like penetrate. It feels very difficult to ask questions, and I felt this a lot throughout my growing up, like even back to when I was a little kid. But I think at least the way the culture is now, and this might be just more of a cultural thing than anything else, but I feel like the culture is very much like you get it or you don't. And the people who got it end up being, you know, doctors, they end up being engineers, things like that. And the people who don't, they can, you know, do whatever else. But there, it didn't seem like there was room for necessarily like improvement, or someone who's like not a super sciencey, engineery kind of person could learn. Like it felt very much like you got it or you don't. And it's sad, because I think it really limits what people can do. And I think actually a lot of people can do can learn STEM principles but are afraid to because of this, because they feel like they're going to fail. And why start something if you're going to fail? But anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Thanks.